Russell was coming up here. This guy, he's been helping us like he helps us for a number of years. Come on up here, Russ. He's going to get real good. Good afternoon, HempFest. My name is Radical Russ Salvel. I'm the host of the Russ Salvel Show on 420radio.org. And it's got to be damn close to 420 right here at Seattle HempFest. Be excited for 420. It's a beautiful thing. We've got some measure of freedom here in Washington State. I'm from Portland, Oregon. We got some measure of freedom in Portland, Oregon. They got some measure of freedom in Colorado, a little bit in Alaska. But a little bit, ain't enough. Do you want more freedom?
I love freedom!
I want more freedom too. And today I am wearing a shirt from my friend DFW Norman, Dallas Fort Worth Norman. And I thought that I would wear this shirt throughout HempFest, wear shirts from places that don't have this measure of freedom. That for doing what we're doing right now, people are gonna go to jail. They're gonna lose their kids. They're gonna lose their job, their security clearance, have their assets seized. And so I picked this one because I travel all around the country doing speeches, doing these events and coverings for 420 Radio. And I get to meet a lot of people, and I met some wonderful people in Dallas, Texas. Barb Humphreys, a young woman who got breast cancer and is fighting for medical use of cannabis down there in Texas, a real tough place to fight. But I want to tell you the story of one particular woman that just happened this last month to give you some idea what we're still fighting for. Her name is Charnesia Corley. Charnesia Corley is a young African-American woman. She's driving around the outskirts of Houston, Texas. She gets pulled over by the cops for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. Pulled over for a slight traffic stop. Pulls into a gas station parking lot. Cop comes up, does the regular cop thing. He goes, "Well, ma'am, I smell marijuana. Do you have any marijuana in the car?" She says, "No." Cop takes her out of the car. Puts her in cuffs, puts her in the back of the cop car, and then goes to search her car, because he smells marijuana off the bloodhound here. So he searches through the car, ransacks through the car. He doesn't find any marijuana, but you know, Officer Bloodhound, he knows there's got to be some marijuana somewhere. So he goes back to Charnesia Cole, still handcuffed, hands behind her back, in the back of this squad car, says, "Ma'am, he just stepped out of the squad car, got to be, you are hiding marijuana on your person. We are going to conduct a thorough search." And I mean thorough. She said, "You mean you're gonna be, you know, touching my body?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Well, I'm not wearing any underwear. That's kind of a problem." They said, "That isn't a problem." And they bent her over the cop car, reached around and unbuckled her pants and pulled them down around her knees, so they could conduct a search. She decides, "This feels a little too much like rape for my liking," and says no, and starts to resist. So, they took Charnesia Coley, this woman in her 20s with her handcuffed behind her back, and took her to the ground and called in a third officer, so one officer could hold her left ankle, the other one could hold her right ankle, and spread eagle her in a public parking lot on the dash cam camera and search her vagina for the marijuana they thought she must have had. Now, at the end of that search, they did find some marijuana. They didn't say where they found it. Maybe they found a crumb, maybe they found it. They found 0.02 grams of marijuana. Charnesia Coley was held down, spread eagled, pants down naked in a public parking lot under the light of day and the eyes of everyone in public to search for what turned out to be 0.02 grams of marijuana. Now my first thought was, I looked up the laws of Texas, I thought, well guys, how much do you think she was hiding in the first place? It takes a quarter pound to make a felony in Texas. Now, I don't think quarter pound is going there. So what that really works out to is they invasively strip searched a woman in a parking lot, probed her vagina for what they must have believed is a misdemeanor amount of marijuana. Does that sound like freedom to you? Does that sound like America to you?
Yeah.
How about hell no?
Yeah,
hell no. win by Chuck Nicoli, for the people in states like Texas and Arkansas, Tennessee, Virginia, Alabama, all these places where what we're doing right now gets them locked in jail, lose their kids, lose their job, possibly lose their life if they're black and have something in their hands the cop thinks is a gun. I'm Radical Russ Feldell. I'm Radical Russ everywhere on all the social media, 420radio.org.
420radio.org. Thank you so much, Russ.